In Jesus' time, burial was deemed an honor, but each of Rome's supreme penalties, burned alive, cast to the beasts, or crucifixion, had one thing in common: no body. Crucifixion victims were left hanging until the birds picked their bones clean. What was left was tossed into a common grave, yet all four Gospels agree that Jesus died in the ninth hour, 3 p.m., then was taken down and buried. He began to understand. The Romans would not have done that. None of the information contained within the Gospels makes sense. We're left to believe that a crucified man, without his legs broken, died within 3 hours and was then afforded the honor of being buried. Of course, from a religious standpoint, it makes perfect sense. Early theologians were attempting to attract followers, and for Christ to physically rise from the dead, there would have to be an identifiable body. No bones picked clean by birds and tossed into a common grave would do. Hence, the burial. This is what Lars Nell was trying to prove? That Christ did not rise from the dead? She shook her head. I have no idea. All I know is that the Templars knew things, important things, enough to transform 9 obscure knights into an international force. Knowledge that Saunier rediscovered. I want that knowledge. How could there be any proof of anything, one way or another? There must be. You've seen Saunier's church. He left a lot of hints, and they all point in one direction. There must be something out there.
We're dreaming.
Are we? He noticed that evening had finally dissolved into darkness. We have company, she whispered. He waited for her to explain. On the horse ride, I spotted 2 men. One to the north, the other south. De Roquefort found you quickly.
I didn't think the trick with the transponder would slow him down long. He'd assume we'd come here, and Claridon would show him the way. They spot you?
I doubt it.
This could get dicey.
De Roquefort is a man in a hurry, Cassiopeia said. He's impatient, particularly if he feels cheated.
You mean the journal?
She nodded. Claridon will know it's riddled with mistakes.
But De Roquefort found us. We're within his sights.
He must know little. Otherwise, why bother? He'd simply search himself. No, he needs us. Her words made sense, as had everything else she'd said.
I assume you've considered a course of action?
Oh, yes. I have a plan.